Good evening. I'm speaking to an empty room. Gonna have to keep doing this all night. Back and forth. We're glad you're here. It's a little bit different this year because the timing and rhythm is off a little bit with the change of schedule. And so it almost feels like this is pre-period. We're still waiting for a lot of staff and campers and guests to make their way up in the next couple of days. But that's okay. This is a good time for us, even before all of the kind of commotion and activity and excitement begins. I don't know where you're coming from, not geographically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And I'm thankful for times that God brings us into a place of rest and waiting. And I know a lot of you are on the move in your responsibilities here at camp. But even in these couple of days that we have, that we would just be able to find God maybe in a unique way. And so I believe God has something planned for everybody who's coming to camp throughout the summer. It is not by accident that you're here. However you got here, whatever prompted you. But God has a plan and a purpose for us. And we need to be listeners. We need to be sensitive to His Holy Spirit. I know that for each of us in this room, there's something different that we need. And God is able to meet those needs. He's able to do more than we could ask or even imagine. We talked last night a little bit about asking boldly, but even as bold as we can ask, God is able and willing and wanting to do more than we could ask or even imagine to ask Him. And so we want to come in faith these days and weeks that God would have His way in this camp, but more directly in our lives. We want to be moldable and clay in the potter's hands, that He can do with us what He wants, that there will be resistance or hesitation. Or distraction. Some of that, maybe that's the enemy's best tactic. It's not even so much that we don't want it or we resist it or we're afraid of it, but just that we're distracted and we lose sight, we don't hear keenly, we're not attuned to the Holy Spirit and what He wants to do in our lives. We're just distracted and we don't want that to be. We want God to be able to accomplish all that He desires in all of us. And so here we go. If you're maybe new to camp, some of you I know are here for the first time, maybe a little bit different than what you're used to. And I may repeat some of what I'm saying tonight in the next few days or weeks. Certainly part of that is because I'm approaching that age. And part of it's because there are people who are coming and going that will just kind of bring them up to speed with where we are. But we want to create a space here and throughout camp and throughout our day for God to work and do what He wants to do. And so in our meetings, sometimes there may be times of high praise and expression. There may be times of quiet. There may be times where we sing songs that are very familiar, mostly hymns. There are times there may be a song that you've never heard of. Don't just daydream. Try to learn that. There may be times of quiet prayer. There may be times we pray for one another. There may be times the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation. We just want God to do what God wants to do. And so we come into this place and we we have kind of a plan, but it's not our agenda. If God decides to do something that maybe we didn't expect, that's good. And we want you to be responsive to that as well. So if you're, maybe something you heard in your staff devotions in the morning that God really spoke to your heart, and maybe in one of the meetings, we need to hear that as well, and you have an opportunity to share that, or maybe God gives you a song, and can we sing a song? Maybe God is prompting you to lead out in prayer, or maybe operate in the gifts of the Spirit, and prophecy, or tongues of interpretation, or there are others, but that's typically what we see more publicly. But even throughout the camp and throughout the day, we don't want to reserve these times that are scheduled and in this meeting house for the times that God can work. We have a lot of interaction throughout these weeks, one with each other. Some of you are rooming together with somebody maybe you've never met before. Some of you will sit at the beach or in the boathouse or at the library, and you'll have conversations. These are moments that God wants to use as well. And we're told that as God works in us by His Spirit, we edify one another. We build one another up. We encourage one another. We pray for one another. We laugh together. We weep together. We carry one another's burdens. That all is happening throughout our day and throughout these grounds. And so let's be sensitive to what God may be working in others for us, and maybe what God's putting in your heart for someone else. We just want God glorified in all that we do here. Amen? So I'm a little bit limited in my vocal range, more than normal. So I'm trying to target songs that have lower ranges. And so that's not why we're singing the first one, but it might be why we sing a few other ones. But this first one is a prayer. It's in your red hymnals, 221. And it may be a good place for us just to start. We won't take a lot of time tonight for maybe you sharing something by way of testimony, but we will give an opportunity, but you're going to have to be quick. Because we're going to begin a study tonight that's going to take a little bit of time to set up. And so we're not going to wait long for you to respond to the Holy Spirit. So if there's something on your heart that you feel God may want you just to share tonight, you can do that in the beginning of our service. But let's sing this song, 221. this is our prayer and desire tonight as we're beginning a new season here at camp, as we're beginning a new period for some of us that are here maybe just a brief time. God, we come with all of our need, with all of our failings, with all of our sin, with all of our frustrations, with the challenges that lie before us, God, with the work that you have begun in us, which you've promised you will complete. Lord, we come broken, we come needy. Lord, we come to a God who is greater than. And Lord, you are able and you are desiring now to take us and to shape us, to form us into the likeness of Jesus. So, Lord, this is our declaration of surrender to you. Have your way in us, we pray. Lord, there are needs that are represented here in this room, some that weigh heavy on us, some here that need a healing touch from you. It may not be as simple as a cold that will come and go. Maybe there are some real health needs and sickness here. And apart from your touch, Lord, it is dire. It is great. So, Lord, we pray that your healing power would be upon us throughout this camp. We pray that you would work in our bodies, Lord, and bring healing and health to us. For those who have come with brokenness and wounds and scars, Lord, they need your healing touch. They need your love, God. They need your joy. Maybe they need forgiveness in their heart for others that may have harmed them. We believe you for that, oh God. There are some, Lord, that are coming with great needs, maybe job situations. Maybe they're struggling in their families with provision and material things and even very practical things that we often take for granted. God, we believe you for miracles. There are those in relationships, God, some relationships that need to be broken off, but there are others, Lord, those who are married that are struggling, homes that are being stressed and pulled apart, and the work of the enemy is looking to destroy. God, we need healing in that. We need miracles in our families, Lord. So, God, we trust you that you'll minister as we come. We lay it all on the altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for your promises to us. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that we can rest in who you are and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing the fourth verse. Just as I am, just healing of the mind, yes, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt well pardon and receive, because thy promise I believe.
Thank you.
Praise you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah.